I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
In all the previous cases that I've been involved with, where the situation is like this here, it's always been a recovery. It's never been a...
Please, God. Please,
a happy ending.
Bring her home.
You will start to question whether a memory is real or false only when that element of memory or that...
Why did his father leave him in a ditch in the middle of nowhere, then lie about it and disappear?
From eye scrapings and evasive nose probings to incisions in the skin, John of God has performed countless unlicensed surgical procedures, seemingly with no anesthesia.
Welcome back to another episode of Seven Deadly Sinners. And before we get started, I just want to thank you all for listening and also give a shout out to the newest patrons, Leanne, Ami, or Amy, either way, I like the spelling, Fern, Rachel, it's a great name, Shelby, Chelsea, Shannon, Anna, Amanda, Megan, and Sydney. Thank you guys so much. And I have a bunch of new content coming there. I just uploaded Teal Swan Part 4. And I'm going to do part two of the oh shit stories. And I have a new oh shit story from one of our listeners I'm going to share. Tons of content, bonus episodes, and even more cases there. It's our Seven Deadly Secret Society where we can do whatever the heck we want. Okay, gang. Now who is ready for the juicy bits of the Falwell scandal? I know last week wasn't quite as riveting or scandalous, but we are going to be neck deep in this week. If you haven't listened to our last episode on the background of Jerry Falwell Jr. and Sr. and the history of their Christian university empire, catch up on that first. But if you have, let's jump right in. When we left Jerry Jr. last week, we were just dipping our toes into the sea of scandal and had to begin to discuss he and his wife Becky's rise to fame as they were thrust into the spotlight. Jerry Jr. having become president of Liberty University after the death of his famous televangelist father and founder of the school, Jerry Falwell Sr. We discussed the rumblings of the staff of the well-known Christian university after the power swap and how they alleged that their new leader had double standards. Expecting students to follow the Liberty Way honor code to a T, while Jerry enjoyed partying at nightclubs, discussing his sex life with employees, and participating in electioneering fraud. Allegedly manipulating polls to help get Donald Trump elected president back in 2016. This was evidenced in photos that Jerry's son, Liberty Vice President Trey, posted with thousands upon thousands of dollars in cash spread on a hotel bed that raised questions about another fellow Liberty employee, John Gouger, manipulating the online polls. Trey deleted the Instagram post, but the fact that Trump's well-known fixer, Michael Cohen, had hired John, who also ran his own private consulting firm, in the first place raised eyebrows. Allegedly, John had traveled to New York with Trey to collect payment for Michael Cohen, hence the photo in question. It wasn't the Falwells' first dealings with Michael Cohen, though. The fixer also helped Jerry clean up some racy photos back in 2015. According to Cohen, the photos were the type that would typically be kept, quote, between husband and wife. I speculate they might have something to do with a certain pool boy we will discuss here shortly. Whomever had the photos wanted money and was trying to extort the Falwell family. Here's a clip from the Reuters reporting on the situation as described in Michael Cohen's book, Disloyal.
The new book from President Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, claims for the first time that an endorsement for the president from Jerry Falwell Jr. was tied to Cohen's role in suppressing racy photographs belonging to the evangelical leader. In Disloyal, the memoir, Cohen describes how he helped keep, quote, personal photos of Falwell and his wife Becky from going public. He links it to Falwell's 2016 endorsement of Trump's Christian virtues. Falwell's backing of a twice-divorced candidate who had talked about grabbing women's genitals and engaging in extramarital affairs was a major surprise of the 2016 campaign. Cohen doesn't explicitly say that the endorsement was the favor he sought in return for keeping the Falwell photos from getting out, but his book marks the first time he has linked the two issues, saying, quote, "In good time, I would call in this favor, not for me, but for the boss, at a crucial moment on his journey to the presidency." Cohen was convicted of campaign finance violations and other crimes and is currently serving the remainder of his 3-year term in home confinement. He says he became close to the Falwells in 2011 and that he saw the help he offered them as transactional and enormously significant. Cohen claims he helped persuade Falwell to endorse Trump just before Republican voters gathered in Iowa in February 2016 to nominate a presidential candidate. Falwell, who at the time ran Liberty University, not only publicly vouched for Trump, but also barnstormed with the candidate. Cohen did not immediately respond to efforts by Reuters to reach him, and the White House also dismissed Cohen's account. Falwell spoke to Reuters on the phone after this story was published, saying, quote, "Someone stole some pictures I took of my wife in the backyard, topless. Big deal, okay?" He added that his endorsement of Trump had nothing to do with Cohen's role in suppressing the racy photographs, and there was, quote, no quid pro quo. Toward the end of the call, Becky Falwell, who has not commented on the Cohen book or the photographs, could be heard urging her husband to hang up the phone. Falwell stepped down as president of Liberty late last month after Reuters reported that a business associate alleged a years-long affair with him and his wife. Jerry Falwell has denied involvement, saying the sexual relationship was between his wife and the associate Giancarlo Granda.
Perhaps in return, after the photos were destroyed by the person in possession of them, thanks to Cohen's influence, Jerry decided to get behind Trump's presidency just before perhaps the most influential moment in any campaign, the Iowa caucuses. Quote, "I am proud to offer my endorsement of Donald J. Trump for president of the United States," end quote. Jerry said this in a statement issued by the Trump campaign. Quote, "He is a successful executive and entrepreneur, a wonderful father, and a man who I believe can lead our country to greatness again," end quote. Kind of sounds like Trump wrote that himself. You know, kind of like the statements about his extraordinary health. The healthiest individual ever elected to presidency? Oh, Donald Trump, the swill merchant. And Jerry? Well, he couldn't speak highly enough about candidate Trump's, quote, Christian values. He convinced Christians who had been concerned with Trump's grab-them-by-the-pussy behavior, multiple marriages, and sexual exploits to see past all of that and see the potential president as a repentant sinner. He even tweeted at one point that, quote, "Trump should have 2 years added to his first term." Jerry's praise of Trump was even evidenced on several CNN interviews. Here's a clip from one.
Up front now, Jerry Falwell Jr. He's the president of Liberty University, the largest Christian university in the world, and has been a long and staunch Trump supporter. Jerry, good to have you with me. Glad to have you back. You know, Stormy Daniels, obviously doing an interview now, she confirmed this alleged affair to In Touch magazine all the way back in 2011, in which she spoke in great detail, including details about members of the president's inner circle, that it would be hard to imagine anyone
knowing. And then she recanted that completely. 2011, she denied it happened. She denied it again 2016, 2018. So did the president, and I believe both of them.
Okay, she just to be clear, at the time, she took a polygraph test, and she passed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
I don't know how accurate polygraph tests are, but I know she denied it happened 3 times in 3 different years. So did the president. And I think what the press misunderstands about evangelicals so often is that our whole faith is based. Now, I'm not a pastor. I'm an attorney. I was a commercial real estate developer before I became a college president.
Right.
But what they don't understand about evangelicals is our whole faith is based on the theology of forgiveness, we believe Jesus taught also that all of us are sinners. We all sin every day. And that's why evangelicals supported Trump so strongly, because that's their theology. And he supported the policies that they thought were important, protecting the borders, cutting taxes, appointing the Supreme Court justices that are strict constructionists, all those things, just like the average men and women. And so I just don't think it's fair to look at evangelicals as a bunch of judgmental moralists when Jesus said, judge not lest you be judged.
I understand that. You know, you don't want to be seen as judgmental. But I think what confuses me and many others is you say you're about forgiveness, but when someone has more than a dozen women who've accused them, accused him of assault, unwanted touching, he's admitted to it on tape, even putting aside this porn star, which would have been a consensual affair if it happened. Everyone keeps saying forgive. And my question to you is, how many times? I mean, if you stand for the issue of familial fidelity
all these
integrity, how many times does it take before you say, this is a person who lacks character?
All these things were years ago. He apologized. It's not those things that I hear about from years ago.
He has not apologized.
All of this Trump pandering did not sit well with students and staff at Liberty University. Ted Cruz had launched his campaign at the school the previous year. And the candidates were as different and opposite as night and day. And Ted Cruz seemed to fit the Liberty mold and the Liberty way perfectly. But Ted Cruz didn't find favor with the Falwells. Maybe if he would have blackmailed them. Anywho, in the last few years Jerry spent at the helm of Liberty University, the Falwells spent millions of the institution's funds on pro-Trump causes. The university's think tank, founded in 2019, ran ads on Facebook with Donald Trump's image that said, quote, pray for our president. And these ads reportedly cost the school at least $50,000 a pop. Listen, guys, I'm not a super political person, although I did major in political science in college, but that was a whole different reason. I wanted to complete my degree quickly so I could move down to LA and become an actress, which really never happened. I'm a podcaster. So I chose political science because the athletes were doing political science. And yes, I dated a few of them, but that wasn't the reason. It was because I was like, if they can get through that degree, that means I can get through it in 3 years and live my dreams. So again, this is all very important, though, this backstory, this political talk, because it helps to understand just how much influence the Falwells had. So according to Politico, the think tank seemed to be created just for this purpose, and at least by the end of 2020, had produced no peer-reviewed academic work and bears little relation study centers at other universities, end quote. Not only did they run numerous pro-Trump ads, but they also hired Trump allies to assist in the work. So essentially, they weren't just in bed with the pool boy, they were also in bed with the president. Aside from the obvious problems with all of this, the university is a nonprofit organization, and Section 501c3 of the federal tax code forbids nonprofits from spending money on political campaigns. Simply put, universities aren't allowed to back candidates or be involved in elections because they are exempt from paying income tax, and because donors are allowed to deduct their donations from their taxes. It's all very fishy. Regardless of the rules, though, Jerry, Liberty, without the board's knowledge, gave $2.2 million to a coalition for nonpartisan voter education and made some similar donations to other lobbying efforts for Trump allies. And after Trump was elected in 2016, Liberty became a common backdrop for people in the president's administration to give speeches and to be seen by the Christian fray. And now, politics done. But before we get to the scandal of the pool boy, I want to take a minute to tell you about our friends at the Murder Diaries podcast. Hosts Natalie and Paige met on Bumble BFF. Yes, the dating app Bumble, but the version for BFFs. They swiped right and instantly bonded over tacos and true crime. Hi, can I also be your BFFs, Natalie and Paige? That's the perfect friend date. Anyway, over tacos and true crime, their podcast, the Murder Diaries podcast, was born. And every week, they tell one true crime story at a time. The Murder Diaries gives voices to the voiceless, humanizing and sharing the stories of true crime victims. They also spread awareness about unresolved cases. That's what they say, but their listeners can tell you better. Here are two listener reviews. Quote, as a family member of someone that has been murdered, and the case has gone cold. I appreciate podcasts like this that gets victims' stories out to make people more aware of cases they may not have known about. They do it in such a respectful way, and I've really enjoyed listening, end quote. And then, quote, I could listen to Paige and Natalie all day. The way they tell the story makes me feel like I'm literally talking to them, and they're pulling the words right out of my head. I recommend them to all my friends interested in true crime, end quote. They release new episodes every Thursday and are available on all podcast platforms. Be sure to search for and subscribe to The Murder Diaries on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And you can also find them on TikTok and Instagram at The Murder Diaries Pod. And here's a quick note from Natalie and Paige. Hey besties, be sure to follow us at The Murder Diaries Pod on TikTok and Instagram, where we share colorful art, embrace fabulous women in history, and spotlight true crime cases, end quote. So how does a pool boy fit into all of this? Remember how I referred to this as a sordid tale with twists and turns? Well, it's about to get real weird. Giancarlo Granda was only 20 years old when he met the Falwells back in March of 2012. He was working as a pool attendant at the Fontainebleau Miami Beach Hotel, while Becky and Jerry were guests, and told Reuters that he and Becky began having a sexual relationship. Eventually, according to Giancarlo, Jerry began observing the couple in their intimate moments. Giancarlo's relationship with Becky lasted 7 years, he said. Quote, Becky and I developed an intimate relationship, and Jerry enjoyed watching from the corner of the room, end quote. He also told Reuters in an interview that he saw the couple multiple times per year in various locations across the country, including Miami, New York, and even visited the Falwells family home. Here's Giancarlo's account of the encounters on Good Morning America.
Let's begin with their denial. They say that you had an affair with Mrs. Falwell, but that Jerry Falwell Jr. was not involved in any way. But you say from the start they were both involved?
First off, thank you for having me on. And Jerry's lying. That was his game plan from the beginning, to just throw her under the bus, which I think speaks a lot about who he is, about his character. And he was aware from day one of our relationship, and he did, in fact, watch.
So how would that work? What, describe the encounters.
So let's go back to when I first met them. I was 20 years old, working at the Fontainebleau Hotel, working my way through college, and, you know, I'm talking to some guests, and I noticed this woman behind me staring at me, and she was noticeably drunk. And she was just flirting with me, you know, and then we started flirting back and forth. And then towards the end of my work shift, she's like, hey, would you want to go back to my hotel room? And as a single 20-year-old, I'm like, yeah, of course. And then she's like, but my husband wants to watch. And immediately I thought it was a bit strange, and I backed off. And she's like, oh, no, but he's not going to do anything. He's just going to sit in the corner, and he just wants to watch, and it's his thing. And she mentioned that they were actually at a swingers club the night before, Miami Velvet. But it wasn't their thing. They said it was kind of gross because there's too many people and they wanted a more intimate session. So I had no idea who they were at the time. You know, after my work shift, they called me through a blocked number to schedule where to meet. And we met at another hotel. And I walk into the lobby and, you know, Becky's sitting there waiting for me. And we were both nervous at the time. And then she offered me whiskey to relax, to calm my nerves. We talked for a bit. I relaxed. And then we went upstairs. And Jerry was laying on the bed. He was laying on the bed, he was drunk, and he was giggling. And again, I'm kind of weirded out at this moment. And I said, hey, if at any point you get jealous or you want me to back off, just let me know and I'll walk out of here. He's like, no, just go for it.
And so that's how it began. On other occasions as well, and what would he be doing?
Right, I mean, I don't want to go too much into the details. I don't want to go too much into the details, but he enjoyed watching.
But the story gets even more strange. Giancarlo alleges that the couple befriended him in order to go into business with them. They went so far as to buy a Miami Beach youth hostel in 2013, which I still don't understand the reasoning behind that. It's all very strange. Giancarlo was offered a share in the Alton Hostel LLC because he lived in Miami, so it was easy to place him in the position of manager. I mean, I guess it's a pretty nice jump going from pool boy to manager, but it still doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And as far as Jerry's rationale goes where this business venture was concerned, in a statement he said that, quote, "During a vacation over 8 years ago, Becky and I met an ambitious young man who was working at our hotel and was saving money to go to school. We were very impressed by his initiative in suggesting a local real estate opportunity. My family members eventually made an investment in a local property, including him in the deal because he could play an active role in managing it, and became close with him and his family," end quote. The affair, Falwell said, was like, quote, "living on a roller coaster. We were doing our best to respectfully unravel this fatal attraction type situation to protect our family and the university," end quote. And while Giancarlo holds firm that Jerry knew about and participated in the affair, Jerry insists that that's just not the truth. Jerry said he only found out about the affair many years later when the young man tried to extort money from the couple. Giancarlo maintained he was only seeking to negotiate a buyout from the hostile ownership agreement. In a bombshell recording, Giancarlo provided to Reuters as proof of the affair. Giancarlo and Becky and Jerry are having a flirtatious conversation about their relationship. Here's the clip.
John's been very busy lately. Studying.
Yeah,
his new thing is like telling me every time he hooks up with people, like I don't have feelings or something.
You don't make a jealous.
Yeah. Not trying to do that.
Like a week ago, I was in tears for a whole freaking day.
Come on.
He's like, I hooked up with this girl on Tinder, and then I got her an Uber, and I'm like, just completely depressed.
Come on. You don't care.
Maybe
about
the
me
more
anymore.
You tell me, the more I'll get used.
You don't care about me anymore, Becky.
Huh?
You don't care about me anymore.
Yeah, really? Yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's why.
I just tell you because you're my best friend, right?
So. I know. I'm trying to be okay and, like, accept in that position, but I'm kind of into. So, yeah.
It's okay.
I'm trying to. I've changed a lot. I've moved on. I've matured.
Yep.
Matured.
Yes.
I'm not as crazy as I used to be, I would think. I don't think.
No, you're
so
not.
Yeah, this is just, huh?
No, you're perfect. You.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
Keep that up. Yeah, this is just new. I don't know. The whole, I was always in the, you know, even before when you weren't dating somebody, it just kind of threw me for a loop.
If Jerry was really participating in that phone call, as it appears he was, how can he claim that he didn't know about the affair?
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So you've probably heard about microdosing. If you search around a bit on the internet, you'll find all sorts of people are microdosing to feel healthier and perform better. And while I have in the past been a bit of a wuss regarding THC, Lumi's microdose gummies have changed my perspective with their microdose gummies, which deliver a perfect entry-level dose of THC that helps you feel just the right amount of good. They can help with sleep, workout recovery, anxiety, and pain. And I can't wait to take my microdose gummy tonight to help me sleep and ease the pain of my dumb fall last night that somehow I strained a muscle in my shoulder. I'm walking around with my headlamp on at night on our ranch because I like trying to see the foxes at night. They're really cute. And I was adjusting it, tripped, somehow flipped around and fell like on my shoulder. Anywho, I'm looking forward to a perfect night's sleep, pain-free with my Lumi microdose. And they really do taste and feel amazing. I've used them to help me get in the zone when doing creative work, and at night they help me wind down, chill out, and sleep like a baby. All around, they're a 10 out of 10 for me. And the microdose is available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, just do a quick search online or go to microdose.com and use code SINNERS to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description, but again, that's microdose.com and code SINNERS. But the scandals don't stop there. Jerry got into the business of randomly posting and then deleting things that I would hope a lot of us would find quite offensive. Like a tweet about face masks in the height of the pandemic, which he predictably opposed. He initially tweeted that he was, quote, adamantly opposed to the mandate of requiring citizens to wear face masks until he decided to make his own. Sorry, what? Was this a business venture? He then included a photo of Governor Ralph Northam imposed on a mask, saying he designed it himself. The photo was allegedly of the governor in blackface from a medical school yearbook. Of course, though, he apologized in a three-part tweet, stating, quote, after listening to African-American LU leaders and alumni over the past week and hearing their concerns, I understand that by tweeting an image to remind all of the governor's racist past, I actually refreshed the trauma that image had caused and offended some by using the image to make a political point. Based on our long relationships, they uniformly understood this was not my intent. But because it was the result, I have deleted the tweet and apologized for any hurt my effort caused, especially within the African American community. To add more insult to injury, Jerry posted and then deleted a scandalous photo of himself standing with his arm around a young pregnant woman, allegedly his wife's assistant, both of whom had their pants unzipped. So weird. Jerry had what looked like a boozy beverage in hand as well. The caption on the Instagram post said, quote, more vacation shots. Lots of good friends visited us on the yacht. I promise that's just black water in my glass. It was a prop only, end quote. These incidents ultimately led to Jerry stepping down as head of Liberty University in early of August 2020. Jerry alleged the photo was just a joke, but the damage was done. He officially resigned from Liberty University on August 25th, telling the Associated Press, that's the only reason I resigned, because I don't want something my wife did to harm the school I've spent my whole life building. And then, I never broke a single rule that applies to staff members at Liberty, which I was, so I want everyone to know that. It seems like he's really putting the blame on Becky, which Giancarlo predicted. Becky also released a statement to the Associated Press after her husband's resignation, saying that, quote, we have the strongest relationship, and Jerry is the most forgiving person I've ever met. It's a shame that Christians can't give us the same forgiveness that Christ gave us, end quote. She also claimed she and her husband were more in love than ever and denied that Jerry ever watched her have sex with Giancarlo. This isn't the end of the story, though. There has been more drama since Jerry officially resigned and took along with him $10.5 million in a severance package. After Jerry resigned, Becky was accused by a Liberty student of an unwanted sexual encounter. And it wasn't just any student. It was a friend and bandmate of her own son. In an article published by People magazine in August 2020, the then 34-year-old former Liberty student alleged that Becky performed oral sex on him back in 2008 when he was just 22. The student, who wished to remain anonymous, said that, quote, she was the aggressor, and provided screenshots of old Facebook messages allegedly between he and Becky, while Jerry was still president of the university.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home, with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
As you all know, because I've said it many times, I'm not a great relaxer. I need something to engage my mind while I take my self-care downtime. Oftentimes it's podcasts I listen to, but recently it's been the most engaging
match three game I have ever played. No, seriously, it's like watching the most epic TV show that you choose the outcome of. It's insane. Many match three games are the same, but Switchcraft has broken the mold. I mean, with other games, sure, the themes and the characters change, but overall it's the same boring format. Until now. Switchcraft is a brand new take on match three games. As you play, you unlock pieces of beautiful, magical, and gripping graphic novel. Switchcraft is a mobile game with a unique blend of TV-worthy writing, it's actually truly funny, choose your own adventure-style narrative, and thousands of magical match three levels. And the characters are diverse. They're funny, and the artwork is gorgeous. It truly draws you in. In Switchcraft, you take on the role of a witch at Pendle Hill, the world's top academy of witchcraft. And then you play your way through hundreds of enchanting match three levels, revealing a dark and winding mystery story. It's truly fascinating, and it's all at the tips of your fingers. So download Switchcraft for free and unlock the magical mystery. That's Switchcraft for free and unlock the magical mystery. The Falwells had opened up an old church on their property as a practice space for the band, and according to the victim, Becky would frequent their practice sessions and flirt with him. Quote, I could tell she was giving me looks, but I wanted to downplay it. I would think, am I reading too much into this? She would speak almost, she always gave me little innuendos, almost like she was speaking in code, end quote. And then one day, as the band was moving instruments around their practice space, Becky allegedly asked him if his friends had told him that she thought he was hot. Not long after, he found her hiding in the guest room where he sometimes stayed over. He claims she got into bed with him, pulled down his pants, and performed oral sex on him. The two remained in contact through Facebook until he cut off all contact with her, 8 years before he was inspired to come forward with his story after Giancarlo's story came out, calling it a display of her abuse of power. Though she confirmed her affair with Giancarlo, she and Jerry claimed in a statement that these new allegations were, quote, false and mean-spirited lies that have hurt us and our family greatly, and we will respond fully with the truth at an appropriate time. At this time, however, we think it is best to move on and help the Liberty community focus on its very bright future, end quote. And as far as that $10.5 million severance package, well, Liberty filed a civil suit against Falwell in April of 2021, seeking at least $10 million in damages for breach of contract. One of the reasons of the lawsuit was the higher salary he managed to negotiate in 2019, knowing full well Giancarlo was extorting him, saying that he had a, quote, fiduciary duty to disclose Granda's extortion actions and to disclose the potential for serious harm to Liberty, end quote. Naturally, Jerry asked for the lawsuits to be dismissed, in essence throwing his wife under the bus for her affair and claiming that the lawsuit only pertained to her personal life and not his, quote, actions as the leader of Liberty. The lawsuit was not dismissed at the time. But in typical tit-for-tat fashion, Jerry filed a defamation suit against the university and also asked for some personal items to be returned, like three horses, a revolver, and legal files, among other personal items. He claimed in October of 2021 that the college made defamatory statements about Falwell's, quote, shameful actions and, quote, sinful behavior, claiming that he lacked spiritual stewardship. And these aren't the only hurdles facing the university. In July 2021, 12 women sued Liberty, claiming they were sexually assaulted while they were either students or employed by the institution. They also alleged the university ignored the reports of rape and threatened to punish them for breaking the honor code. Scott Lamb, Liberty's former senior VP of Communications and Public Engagement, spoke up in October of 2021 and made the claim that he was fired for speaking about the university's handling of sexual assault claims. Liberty countersued for up to $3 million for defamation. These cases have been making headlines in recent months, and I'll leave you with a clip of the latest from WSLS Channel 10 News.
University's president is speaking out tonight after LU leaders announced this afternoon they have verbally committed to a third-party investigation into these sexual assault and Title IX violations at the university.
10 News reporter Tim Harfman is live outside of campus tonight. And Tim, you were at a rally earlier that Jerry Privo attended.
That's right, Brittany and John. It was a prayer service near campus where students, alumni, and other advocates voiced their concerns, calling on the university to conduct a third-party investigation. And that came shortly after university officials verbally committed to a change. Standing alongside those calling for transparency Thursday was Liberty University President Jerry Privo, saying he wants to listen to concerns.
We're going to do our best to find out what has happened. We're going to do our best to correct it. And we're going to do our best to keep it from ever happening again.
This rally came 2 hours after a news conference with advocates, including attorney Rachel Denhollander, internationally known for accusing U.S. gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar of abuse. Denhollander says she met with Privo for 90 minutes Thursday, calling the meeting productive.
What is taking place today is not the fruition of a personal vendetta. It is not an attempt at dismantling this institution, but rather is coming with the hope that this institution will stay true to its core values.
She said the door remains open for change.
A different choice can be made right now in this moment.
Moments later, there appeared to be a different choice. The group says they received a phone call from campus minister Jonathan Falwell during the news conference, saying LU's executive committee approved an independent audit Thursday and will present to the Board of Trustees Friday. A representative for the student-led organization Justice for James says the audit needs to happen now.
Granted, anything is up for change. I don't know what the board will say. I don't know what the executive committee will do tomorrow, but as of today, it is a step in the right direction.
Privo vows to take that step Friday.
Well, it will be put into motion. It will be, yeah.
And says he's committed to justice.
There will be a release of that investigation.
At least it seems like things might be moving in a positive direction. Maybe there is hope for victims and for the new university president to overcome the crazy headlines and right this ship. Thank you guys so much for listening, and if you're enjoying the show, please leave a 5-star rating and positive review on Apple Podcasts. It really, really helps the show. All right, bye.
Seven Deadly Sinners was written and created by Rachel O'Brien. Research and writing assistance by Kate Codman. Sound design and music production by Greg Hunter. This week's episode features music by Vinyl Fields and produced by Rachel O'Brien and Greg Hunter.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.